I look bad, but I feel good. I'll tell you more in the message.
他说：“你们大家有的人可能看不到我脸上这里一块肿出来的东西，头上贴的这个，我看上去这个样子，但我心里感觉很好。我也给你们讲这个故事。”
It is always good to be with you and to be able to share from God's word.
我一向就觉得很高兴和大家一起分享神的话语。
As a minister, you always have to be prepared for what God brings to you each and every week.
作为一个牧师，我每个礼拜都要准备上帝让我传讲给大家的话语。
This last week has been a real heavy week of ministering to families with many special needs.
这过去的一个礼拜，我有很多要求，都是教会里面的安排的事项。
On Monday, I was asked to do the funeral service for a 21-year-old boy who was shot on New Year's Eve.
他说在那个他上次帮一个21岁的男孩被人家开枪打死，他举行追思礼拜，很悲惨。
As I met with the family, I asked them questions about what had happened and about the spiritual dimension of the young man.
他遇到那个就是小孩的父母，就问他们有什么灵命上的要求，事情怎么发生的。
My heart broke as I asked the question if he possibly had ever heard the good news about Jesus Christ, his love and his hope.
他就问他的父母，就是这小孩去世的小孩有没有听说过福音，就是知道上帝这个事情，非常难过。
As I stood before the grieving family on that day to tell them about Jesus' hope, the only thing I could think of is if there is a way that I could have told the story before that day.
他说我感到很悲伤的是在这小孩还没去世之前我如果能跟他们传讲神的话语就好了。
Yesterday was a total contrast to Monday. I did the service for a gentleman who was 59 years old who loved the Lord dearly.
昨天他又举行了一个追思礼拜去，那么这次去世是一个59岁的非常爱主的弟兄。
We've all heard that people todayare concerned about their legacy.
我们大家都知道，今天大家都很在意自己的这个未来。
There are many people who work day and night to somehow gain a lot of things and have a lot of possessions.
很多人日以继夜的工作，为了多赚一点钱。
But brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, it's not what we gain and what we have, but it's what we give away.
弟兄姊妹们，大家要知道，我们这样拼命工作赚来的钱，其实并不是赚到了，而是付出去了。
Not many of us in this room will ever have a building or a street or a school named after us.
我们这边教会这些人可能没有或者很少有人以自己的名义去命名一条街道，命名一所学校。
But every one of us have the opportunity to leave memories that are positive and good for those who loved us and have known us.
但是我们每一个人都可以做到，在我们去世以后，让每一个热爱我们的人记得我们，长久的记住我们。
I believe that the Bible teaches it's not what we gather, but what we scatter.
圣经教导我们，我们活在世上并不是要说我们得到多少，而是我们要散出去多少。
I would pray that as this morning we think about spiritual things in total surrender, we would think about what God wants us to surrender in order that we can scatter His love.
我就想到我们作为基督徒，我们要所要的是全然奉献，而并不是索取。
The passage of scripture that we read this morning gives us some simple instruction.
今天早晨我们念的刚才罗马书十二章第一、第二节给我们很简单的指示。
There's one key word that I want you to focus on from these two verses that we looked at.
这两段圣经我希望大家记住一个关键的词。
The passage says, be transformed.
就是这个圣经说我们要转换成为一个新人。
What does that mean? It is very simple.
这个词看上去很简单，但什么意思呢？
It means to be transformed. It means to be changed.
这个所谓的心意转换，实际上就是一种改变。
And dear brothers and sisters, that's what we need today.
这就是我们今天所需要的。
Young and old alike, we need a change.
不管我们年长还是年幼，我们都需要一个这样的心意的转换。
We need a spiritual change as well as a moral change.
我们需要的是灵命上的转换，而且是精神层面的转换。
It is interesting that the Bible calls on all of us to make a total surrender to His Son, Jesus Christ.
圣经要求我们把自己全然向耶稣奉上奉献。
I'm sure even as we suggest that, all of you would say, we want a change in our life.
也许我们都会说，对，我们的确期望着有这样的转变。
If you want forgiveness and peace and joy that you've never known before,
如果你想得到以前从未有过的喜乐
God demands a total surrender.
上帝就要求你把自己全然献上
A surrender where he becomes Lord and ruler of our life.
这样的献上就是使我们成为他真正的子民
You surrender your time.
你把自己的时间献给耶稣。
You surrender your life.
你把自己的生命献给耶稣。
You might say to me, Pastor Jay, how does one do that?
也许你们会问，哎，这个牧师啊，我怎么做了才能做到这一点呢？全然献上吗？
Well, let me share two examples with you.
我来跟大家分享两个故事。
When you fly in an airplane,
你在坐飞机的时候。
And you sit down in the seat.
你坐在这个椅子上。
You surrender to the airplane.
你就把自己全然奉献给了这个航空公司这架飞机。
Let me give you a second example that happened to me this week.
我再来跟大家讲个故事，这个礼拜发生在我身上的。
I went to visit the doctor.
我去看一个医生。
And I suggested to him that I had a little bump on my forehead.
我说我这个头上也受了伤了，沾了这个东西。
He simply said, "Sit down, let me look at it."
他就说你坐下来，我来看一看。
And then he said, "I would like to take and I'd like to deaden that area with some deadening shot, and then I would like to do a biopsy."
他说我要帮你做一点小小的手术，做一个穿刺。
He then said that what I'll do with the biopsy is I'm going to test it under the microscope.
他说我要做的所谓穿刺就是把你的组织拿一点出来到望远镜显微镜下面去看一看。
Several minutes later he came back and he says it's cancerous.
他说过了几分钟他回来说我已经检查过了你这活性组织里面不是癌。
So I said to him, Doctor, what do you suggest that I do?
然后我就问医生你看我应该怎么办呢？
He gave me several suggestions.
他给我好几个建议。
He said, one, there's medication.
一个你就吃药。
But that doesn't work well.
那效果不太好的。
Two, you can have chemotherapy.
第二，你可以做那个化疗。
Or three, I can cut it out.
我第三，我可以把它切掉。
So I said, Doctor, what do you suggest? He says, the best way that I guarantee is that I cut it out.
他说我可能保证最好的效果就是把它割掉。
Now at that moment, I didn't argue with the doctor.
这时候我无法跟医生争辩。
I simply surrendered to his knowledge, his understanding, and I said, I want you to do whatever is best.
我这时候只能把自己全然奉献给这个医生，贡献给他的知识、他的才能，因为我没有别的选择。
And that's exactly what he did.
这个也就是他做到的。
And he cut a spot out about the size of a quarter.
他就把我这个伤口切开，割掉大概有一个硬币这样的大的。
And then he tested it and said, "I've got all of the cancer."
他说我已经把你里面的所谓的癌细胞或者不是癌细胞全部割掉了。
And then he sewed me all back up.
然后他就把我全部都缝起来。
But he didn't tell me I was going to end up with black eyes.
他没告诉我，我这个眼睛会变得像了黑眼睛、黑眼圈。
But he did tell me that I would be healed.
但他的确告诉我，我会治愈。
In the same manner, God says to us, because of our life and our sin, I want to cut the sin out and I want to bring healing.
这个同样的道理，天父告诉我们，我们都是有罪的人，但是他可以把我们的罪性去掉。像割除这个一样。
You remember what God says? I know the plans that I have for you.
大家记得吗？天父说，我知道世上的植物都是为你的。
plans to prosper you.
然后这个都是所有的繁荣都是为了你。
Plans to give you hope and a future.
然后计划给你你的未来和这个美好的生命。
He simply says, "I'm not here to condemn you."
他说，天父说，我并不是来毁灭你的。
He is here to bless you.
他并不是责备你，而是来祝福你的。
To love you and to take you into His arms.
他是爱你，他拥抱你。
To forgive you and to change your life.
他完全就是原谅你，然后使你生活得到改变。
And when you die and enter into His presence, you will share in all of His glory.
等到你去世的时候，你就和天父在一起，享受他所有的荣耀。
That's what God is saying to us today. If you totally surrender to me completely.
这就是今天天父告诉我们的，如果你全然奉献上。
But brothers and sisters, you can't hold anything back.
你任何东西都不能把它再拿回来。
You can't say, God, I'll give you this, but I won't give you that.
你不能跟上帝说，我把这个给你吧，然后其他的我也留着，不可能这么说。
There are three things that he says that we need to surrender to him.
然后耶稣说，我们有三样东西是最主要的，要奉献给他。
The first surrender is our mind.
第一是我们的心思意念要奉献给他。
When you surrender your mind to God, it moves you.
如果你把你的心思意念都奉献给耶稣的话，他就改变你。
It moves what you think.
他改变你的思想。
As well as how you think.
然后你怎么样思想，他也把你改变了。
Some think that when you come to Christ, that you stop doing personal thinking.
有人以为你全然奉献，就是你没有自己的私人生活了。
Our faith is not irrational.
但是我们的信仰并不是那么激进的。
Your mind is more than a computer.
你的思想意念比电脑更厉害。
What God wants to do is reinforce more in us His love and His direction.
天父要的是他把他的爱和心思意念都转移到你的身上，使你更好。
As we set our focus on God, we become more influenced by how He wants us to live.
我们把我们的一切都奉献给耶稣，我们会活得更好。
As a matter of fact, the Bible says, "For a person who thinks in his heart, so he is."
圣经里说，只要你把心放在耶稣身上，你就是会好。
The question this morning is, "What do you think in your heart?"
就是我们今天的问题，就想你的心到底在想什么
？What are you really like down inside?
你心思意念里面到底在想什么？
The Bible says it's no secret to God.
对于上帝来讲，这是没有秘密的。
You remember the words of the 139th Psalm?
记得那个一百三十九歌。
Oh Lord, you know everything about me. You know when I sit, when I stand, or when I'm far away.
这是可能诗篇的一句，就是说，不管你怎么样，天父都知道你的一切。
You chart the path ahead of me. You tell me where to stop, where to rest, and what to do.
我走到哪里，你都知道，你知道我。
I can never get away from God.
我永远不可能离开上帝。
The Bible further says, whatsoever things are true and honest and just and pure and lovely, think on these things.
天父是纯洁的、美好的，我们要想到这些事情。
The Bible says you can be in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on Christ.
当我们把心思意念交给上帝的时候，我们变成纯洁了。
Total surrender begins by surrendering your mind, your thoughts.
所以全然奉献就是从把我们的思想、心思意念奉献给上帝开始的。
There are two forces that work inside of us.
然后我们身体里面还有两件东西在起作用。
One is the devil.
一个是就是魔鬼在我们身体里面。
And one is God.
另外一个是上帝在我们身体里面。
Brothers and sisters, don't let the devil corrupt your mind.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不要让魔鬼征服我们的心思意念。
You remember what Paul said in Philippians?
保罗在腓立比书里面说
，Let this mind be in you.
说让这个心思意念变成是你，也就是上帝的心思意念。
Which was also in Christ Jesus.
然后就是我们在耶稣基督里面。
Surrender, total surrender, begins by surrendering our mind.
所以再强调一次，全然奉献，首先把我们心思意念都奉献给耶稣。
The second surrender is your body.
这第二个全然奉献是把我们的身体奉献。
One of the greatest debates today is who owns your body.
就是今天来讲，就是谁拥有控制我们的身体。
The Bible says if you are a Christian,
圣经说如果你是基督徒的话。
Your body does not belong to you.
你的身体就不属于你了。
It belongs to God.
这身体就属于上帝。
It is God's temple.
这是上帝的圣殿。
And he dwells in you.
他就是居住在你的身体里面。
If you really know Christ.
如果你的确知道耶稣上帝是什么。
In many, many ways, when we surrender our body to Christ, we see how He works in our bodies.
在很多方面，我们把身体作为活祭献上的时候，我们就会明白这一点。
When I was on that gurney in the doctor's office, I surrendered that completely to God.
那天我在医生的诊室里面等待他处理我的时候，我其实是把自己全然献给了上帝，把我的身体。
I thought it was interesting that when they took my blood pressure when I came in, that it was 120 over 80.
那天他医生帮我量血压的时候，我的血压是180-120，非常高的。120-180，那非常好的心血压。
They took the blood pressure after they did the surgery.
他做了手术以后又量了血压。
It was 112 over 80.
就是112/80。
Why do I share that with you?
我为什么要告诉你们这些呢？
Because I was in perfect peace. My mind was stayed on God.
因为我那天非常平静，我把自己全然交给了上帝，所以我一点都没有紧张。
You see, brothers and sisters, that's His promise.
这就是耶稣的这个就是应允。
He says, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you."
就是耶稣说过，我永远不会放弃你，永远不会离开你。
I am constantly there.
他说我永远和你在一起。
I love you, and I have a wonderful plan for you.
耶稣爱我们，他和我们有一个非常美好的计划。
But he simply challenges us from the passage of Scripture to let our lives be changed, let our mind be changed, let our bodies become His.
就是他在圣经里面，就应允我们的身体会改变，我们的心思意念也会改变。
The third surrender is to surrender our will.
第三个我们要全然奉献上是我们的这个 will. How do you explain will here? Your living will or what?
No, the will that your desire.
Okay, 你要把你自己的就是愿望要求都奉献给上帝。
Let me see how I can say this.
Okay.
When I was young, I dated many different young ladies.
我年轻的时候曾经和很多年轻女孩子约会。
When I fell in love with my wife Martha.
等到我爱上我现在的妻子玛莎以后呢，
I gave up my desire for anybody else.
我就放弃了对其他所有女孩子的那些愿望。
When I stood before the minister, he says, "Will you take this woman to be your wife?"
他结婚的时候，那个牧师不是要问他吗？你是不是愿意娶这个妇女为你的妻子？
And he asked her, "Will you take this man to be your husband?"
他同时也问我太太，你是不是愿意嫁给这个人作为你的丈夫？
And we both said we would.
然后他们两个同时说，我愿意。
What we did was we surrendered our will to all of the past, devoted all to the attention of the one who we chose to love and marry.
所以他举这个例子就是告诉我们，我们对上帝也是要把我们这心思意念那些愿望和对别的东西的愿望全部都献给上帝，就没有别的愿望了。
This is a perfect example of what Jesus asks for us in the Bible.
这就是圣经里面耶稣给我们讲的最好的例子。
We could go through the many stories of where Jesus healed in his earthly ministry.
耶稣在地面上很多牧师他都医治他们。
And oftentimes before he healed them, he would say, "Will you? Are you willing?"
然后他就会说你是不是愿意是不是这样
And I would ask you the same question today.
我会今天问我们在座的弟兄姊妹同样的问题
Are you willing to surrender your mind, your body, and your will to Christ?
你们是不是愿意把你们的心思意念把你们的身体把你们所有的愿望欲望都奉献给上帝全然献上
When you ask Jesus to come into your life,
当你要求上帝进入你的生活的时候
And you confess that you were a sinner
你承认你是一个罪人
You were willing to say I surrender my life to you And I will follow you with everything that I am
在那一天你就会向耶稣说我把我的一切奉献给你我会按照你的道路走下去
You see the question of this morning's message is Will you let Christ dominate your lifeAnd be Lord of your life in every way.
所以今天我们讲到的主题就是说，你是不是愿意把你全然奉上，让耶稣成为你的救主
？Have you given him your mind, your body, and your will?
你是不是把你的心思意念、把你的身体、把你的所有的欲望都奉献给耶稣了呢
？You must turn away. In order to do so, you must turn away from your sins.
如果你要这样做的话你一定要把你过去所有犯的这个罪性都抛弃在后面
You must receive him as the Lord and Savior of your life
你必须接受耶稣作为你的救主拯救你的生命
And if you've never done that you can do it right now
如果你还从来没有这样做过你可以现在开始这么做
If I had one thing that I would plead with you for it would beThat you will have given your life to Christ.
如果今天我有什么任何东西可以要求你们的话，我只要求你们一件事，把你们全然献上。
That you've asked him to come in and forgive you of your sins.
你邀请耶稣进入你的生命，原谅你的罪行。
And when you've done that, you become part of his family.
只要你承认了这一点，你认罪了，你就成为神的家庭的一员。
If you've never done that.I'm going to offer a brief prayer, and while I'm offering that prayer, right where you're sitting, you can say, I agree with what Pastor Jay is praying, and I take those steps, and you can know today that Jesus Christ lives in your life.
如果你过去还没这样做的话呢，我下面要举行一个小小的祷告，短短的祷告，希望大家在我祷告的时候，就自己向上帝表示一下，你愿意这么做，把自己全然奉上。
Let me pray that prayer right now.
我们现在来祷告。
Oh God, I'm a sinner.
啊，亲爱的天父，我们是罪人。
I'm sorry for my sin.
我对我自己过去所犯的罪行感到对不起。
I want to turn from my sin.
我想把我的罪行转变。
Please forgive me.
请宽恕我。
I believe that Jesus Christ is your son.
我相信耶稣基督是你的儿子。
I believe that he died for my sin.
我相信他为了我们的罪行而死去。
And you raised him to life.
你把他又重新从死里复活。
I want to trust him.
我会信任他。
As my savior.
作为我的救主。
And follow him as Lord from this day forward.
从今天开始，我就跟随耶稣基督直到永远。
Lord, I put my trust in you.
亲爱的天父，我把我的信任放到你里面。
And I surrender my life to you.
我把我的生活、人生一切都全然献上。
Please come into my life.
请进入我的生活。
And fill me with your Holy Spirit.
把你的圣灵充满我的全身。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我们以耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
阿门。
That welcome to the family of God. You are part of His children.
这个好消息就是说，大家如果刚才祷告的时候都这么祷告了，你就已经成为神的家庭的一员了。恭喜大家。